I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. This Sunday, Ukrainians celebrate the 65th anniversary of the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany. There will be parades, military bands, and speeches marking the heroism of the Red Army soldiers who defeated Hitler's army. But one group of Ukrainians has never been included in the Victory Day parades. During the Nazi occupation of Ukraine, more than 2 million people, most of them women and children, were sent to Germany and Austria as slave laborers. Reporter Bridget McCarthy has a story of one former slave laborer, a 76-year-old woman in Kiev.
Inessa Miarcheska is a classic Ukrainian beauty. Clear blue eyes, an unlined complexion, and feathery white hair. She's spent her entire life in Ukraine, except for 2 years during the Second World War. Inessa was 8 years old when Nazi Germany invaded the Soviet Union in June 1941. Her father was sent to the front. Inessa and her mother stayed in Nazi-occupied Kiev. She says they never had enough to eat. The Germans intentionally starved the local population and shot anyone they caught, stealing food.
And then there was that awful day when they said to all the Jews, "Please gather your belongings and your families."
She saw Kiev's Jewish residents, more than 30,000 of them, being marched in a long column towards Babi Yar.
And they
thought they were going to be taken out somewhere, but they were just shot.
And then, one day, the Germans rounded up everyone in her neighborhood and packed them into trains. They were taken to a prison camp in western Germany, near Dusseldorf. It was an area under heavy Allied bombardment. During the day, the prisoners repaired train tracks destroyed by bombs. At night, Inessa and her mother slept together on a narrow cot in the barracks. Their only food was a thin soup of rotten vegetables once a day.
People were swaying with hunger. Teeth were falling out.
The Germans kept threatening to send Inessa and the other children away to another camp where the Nazis did medical experiments.
But my mom said she wasn't going to let me go anywhere. One day they came and said they were going to take the kids away. She hugged me and said she wouldn't let me go.
The camp commander pulled Inessa and her mother apart and said he would hang her mother for disobeying orders. The next morning, the commander took all the prisoners outside to see the hanging. It was Inessa's 11th birthday. Inessa's face reddens as she tells this part of the story.
And another woman from the barracks came and told the commandant that it was my birthday. So he turned to me and said, "I'm going to give you a gift you won't be able to compare with anything." So he gave me my mom for my birthday. They didn't hang her.
Not long after, the Allies bombed the camp barracks. Inessa and her mother ran away. They hid in the German countryside, trying to avoid capture by the police. Eventually, a kindly German widow took them in. They were living with her when they heard the news that the war had ended. The widow pleaded with them to stay with her, but Inessa's mother was determined to go back to Kiev and find her husband. It was not a nice homecoming. Soviet authorities had given their apartment to someone else. They learned that Inessa's father had died during the war, and they faced arrest. Historian Tetyana Pashtushenko says Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin considered Ukraine's 2 million slave laborers collaborators.
In the criminal code of the Soviet Union, any crossing of the border, any contact with the enemy or the foreigner qualified as betrayal of the motherland, punished with anywhere from 10 years of prison and beyond.
So Inessa and her mother lived on the fringes. For decades, they couldn't tell anyone, even their closest friends, that they'd been taken to Germany.
It's inside, and you want to tell someone. And it's kind of a very heavy weight. I did have a lot of complexes from going through it and not being able to talk about it.
Historian Tetyana Pashtushenko has been collecting oral histories of forced laborers like Inessa, partly because her grandmother was one, too.
More globally, if you really want to study a war, you shouldn't study the heroes, you should study the victims. Because if you study them, then you will see what this war was really like and what it was all about.
Inessa Miarcheska doesn't consider herself a victim. She's a proud Ukrainian, an even prouder grandmother. But she's bothered by the fact that Ukrainians know very little about this part of their history. She spends much of her time today speaking about it in elementary schools and universities. And she gives them copies of her memoir, which she wrote a few years ago. It's called He Gave Me My Mom. For The World, I'm Bridget McCarthy in Kyiv.